If you could be cremated with all the plastic surgery, would you burn or melt?
If I could be... It's a very good one. If I was to be cremated with all the plastic surgery, would I burn or melt? Excellent play. All I know is I can't be buried at sea. Greta Thunberg be fucking livid, wouldn't she? I don't want some poor fucking dolphin choking on that. Michael McIntyre's lost some weight. I feel like unbelievably, sir, you've managed to insult both of us. Yes, I'm Michael McIntyre, HIV positive. What? HIV, it was the original Ozempic, wasn't it? I remember I had friends that were, he's a great guy, but a friend that spent quite a lot of time in prison in the 80s, and they referred to AIDS as a slow puncture. Oh, fucking hell. It takes a lot to make Belfast go, Steady on.
Did you enjoy film Saltburn?
What, did I do what? Did I enjoy what? Saltburn. What, sorry? She thinks I look like who? What, sorry?
From Saltburn.
Bigger dick. I call this Richard because it's the longer form of dick. Sorry, you think I look like the dude from Saltburn? The idea of heckling normally is to try and sort of get one over on me or put me down. You fucked up. I'm thrilled with that. He's fucking incredible and 30 years my junior. I'll take it. Regards to my plastic surgery. Fuck you, it's working. I don't want to get into the technicalities of how money works, sir, but you bought this. This is new. It's quite similar to all of my others. There's only two colours of suits. There's grey or blue. That's it. Three-piece, two-piece. That is all.
Where did you get your hair?
Turn around and face the... Sorry, I don't know if you've directed a show before, but that's a terrible fucking idea. What, you want to check out my junk, do you? You fucking maniac. This woman's got a real fucking thing for me. Which is fine, but this is a health and safety nightmare. She could slip off her seat. Oh, it's fanny like an otter's pocket right now. A weird thing to be heckled. Turn around. Turn around, I want to see it all.
Get your cocaine.
Get my cock out, but you're already out. Do I think about Sean Locke? Yeah, a lot, yeah. I mean, it's, of course. Very funny guy. Very sweet of you. He was pretty great. It's a weird thing as well, because when he died, it wasn't until near the end that I kind of went, oh, we were sort of in a double act. We worked together we had 16 years working together, and, you know, 99% of the TV he did with me, which was, you know, such an honour. It was lovely.
What's it like to be cancelled?
What's it like to be cancelled? It's all right. It's all right. It's sort of my job. I'll answer that seriously. It's my job not to give a fuck. That's my full-time job. When you think about it, it's my job not to give a fuck and to say what I think's funny and let the cards fall where they may. Being cancelled, the actual experience is quite nice. It's a filter. You find out who your friends are. And sometimes it's not who you expect. Sometimes you think people would stand by you and they don't, but it's good because then you end up with less friends, but they're better. So, yeah, fucking hooray.
Do another roast?
Hmm?
Do another roast?
Would I do another roast? I do you, but I told all my fat jokes earlier. Sorry. This guy fucking loves a roast. I'm kidding, you're not even. I would do one in a heartbeat. I went to the last one. The last one was good. It was fun. What's it called? The football... Tom Brady, that's the fucker, yeah. They didn't put me on it because apparently I don't know enough about it. Good point, well made. It's my hubby's 50th birthday. He's recovering from a collapsed lung and I brought him seats in the gods. He nearly died. Get into it. His name is Dave. I'm Sinead. Where's Dave? Dave? I think she wants the insurance, mate. Bring him out to a show. He finds this guy very funny. Maybe if he laughs enough, he'll get short of breath. It'll look like an accident, but I know what I'm fucking doing. What do you do for a living, Dave?
A graphic designer.
A graphic designer? Well, not too strenuous on the lungs. Doing a picture. I reckon you'll be all right, mate. How did you get the lung collapsed? What happened?
I was doing a tug of war.
You were doing a tug of war? Are you in primary school? What do you mean? You were doing a tug of war and your lung collapsed?
At the school sports day.
Oh my God. Well, this is tragic. It's terrible to lose a child, and I presume your kid died of embarrassment, yes? Hi, Jimmy. We're here for our 9-year fuckiversary. Lynn and Connor. Where's Lynn and Connor? Where's Lynn and Connor? That's a nice anniversary. So when you say fuckiversary, did the relationship start then, or were you in other relationships? What, sorry?
Started then,
and there was a different answer from Connor, which I'm interested in. So you started, that's a good anniversary, I would say. A lot of people do from when they got married. You've gone from fucking. Well done. Connor, tell us the real story. What actually happened, Connor?
Rohypnol was involved.
Rohypnol was involved. But when you came to, you thought, she's actually all right looking. Good on you. Jimmy, me and the wife are here on a dirty weekend. We broke up for a couple of years, but we're back together, better than ever. We've come for a good laugh whilst having a few drinks before heading back to the hotel for some rumpy time. Who's here for a day weekend? Where are you?
Here.
Hi. Fucking tremendous. Good luck to you. How long have you been together overall?
8 years.
Is that your fuckiversary?
Yes.
And then you broke up for a bit and now you're back on it, so to speak. Well, give her one for me. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing,
Come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.